Aunt Jemima on a Pancake Box, board games, books, and other racist items are some of the objects that can be seen in the Hateful Things exhibition at NIU's Pick Museum of Anthropology. Rochelle Wilson is the curator of the museum. She says the organization has a social justice-driven mission, and the events that happened over the summer show that racism needs to be talked about in the community.
These are issues that we're facing every single day, and we should be a part of those conversations. And bringing this particular exhibit in is opening the doors for those conversations in a way that is almost a safe space for that dialogue to be happening.
Wilson says some of today's advertisements still have these types of images. She says this needs to be discussed as part of the effort to end systemic racism in America. Wilson explains the desire to have the exhibit at the school wasn't prompted by this summer's events. Planning started 2 years ago. The museum partnered with the NIU Center for Black Studies to bring the display to the campus. Joseph Flynn is the Associate Director of Academic Affairs for the center. He says he first learned about the exhibit from a TV news report several years ago. He says he wants individuals to understand how some people use resources to systematically marginalize an entire group of people.
The fact of the matter was is that these images were able to sustain for well over a century because white folks had an incredible amount of power in shaping media, in shaping popular culture, in shaping access to resources.
This traveling display originated from Ferris State University's Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. Dr. David Pilgrim is the founder and curator of the museum. The museum opened for public viewing in 2012, but Pilgrim says he began collecting such things decades earlier as a youth. Pilgrim grew up in Alabama during the end of the Jim Crow era. He mentions that when he attended Jarvis Christian College in Texas, he began to understand segregation and the Jim Crow racial hierarchy better. Pilgrim says he is sometimes asked why he focuses on negative history. He explains that Americans like history that can be celebrated at picnics and parades, but not the bad stuff.
But a mature nation wouldn't just get to pick and choose which parts of its past it wants to understand.
So Pilgrim says the exhibit's goal is to correct historical accounts and thus encourage people to have intelligent discussions about race and racism. Flynn says the artifacts in the exhibit are not just Black history, but our country's history, and that the items show how some white people dehumanize Blacks. Wilson underlines Flynn's message by sharing what she saw growing up. She suggests that some whites will face their own history when they see the exhibit.
Who do you think was collecting these things, right? It's us. it's white people. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think most of us, when we walk into these spaces and we see these items, we can probably draw back to our own childhood and remember seeing a mammy cookie jar on the countertop.
Flynn shares that he hopes people understand the pervasiveness of these artifacts.
These images like the mammy figure or the Uncle Tom or the Pickaninny, those were created as a way of appeasing the tastes and proclivities of white folks.
Pilgrim says coming into the museum doesn't fix things, but it can be the beginning of the work that needs to be done.
And then when you start that work, also with an eye toward what is it I as an individual can do to make this a more democratic, egalitarian culture.
Pilgrim says the Jim Crow Museum also shows the resilience of African American people. He says it's a reminder of how the race is still standing despite the atrocities of the past. The exhibit features 39 pieces. It runs at the Pick Museum through April 9th. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, individuals interested in seeing the exhibit in person must reserve tickets in advance. I'm Yvonne Booz.